It's 7-Eleven with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
Oh, is this that Goodnight Saigon from Billy Joel?
No, it's actually the theme song to the television show MASH.
Oh, I got confused by the helicopter. Wait, it's not from The Wall, Pink Floyd?
No, it's not from The Wall.
It's amazing how many songs use helicopters.
Alan Alda is a pretty famous actor. You may remember him from the TV show MASH. That's why I'm playing the theme song.
Yeah, I never saw it.
Come on.
Nah.
Stop.
I didn't. What was that? That was about what? Potatoes? Different ways of cooking potatoes?
No, it's about the Korean War
at a
mobile surgical army hospital. Anyway, Alan Alda was the star of that show. He's also written a brand new book called If I Understood You, Would I Have This Look on My Face? My Adventures in the Art and Science of Relating and Communicating. And he's on the phone with us right now. It's Alan Alda. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Alan. How are you?
Aren't these crystal sets great?
These are terrific.
You know, I thought you had better communications back in the Korean War.
the bag phone that you guys used to use, I think, was probably a little bit more accurate than what we're using today.
How are you?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you.
Same here.
I got to tell you, I just started watching Horace and Pete about a week or two ago, and I haven't gotten into too far, you know, into the series, but what a cool story behind that show with Louis C.K. and the character that you play. It's almost like it's the anti-Alan Alda. It could not be further from what people's perception is of you.
He's the world's worst human being, I know. And I love what Louis did. The writing is brilliant, and he got a cast that's wonderful. That's one of the happiest times I've ever spent. I just think it's brilliant.
It's too bad more people don't know about it, because I think they're really missing out on a show that's remarkable, and it's too bad that it's not on a Netflix yet or a Hulu.
Well, it is on Hulu.
It is.
Oh.
It is now.
Yeah. So
okay.
It'll reach more people now, I think.
Good, because I've been downloading it on a pirated version on YouTube to go see it.
A piracy site.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, great.
You know, though, when you talk about casting, I mean, between that and MASH as well. Is that just a magical chemical thing that happens, or is there a lot of pre-planning? Do people not get jobs that originally tried out for it because they didn't mesh with other members of the cast?
Sure. When they're casting couples that have to be romantic together, they try to get some indication of their so-called chemistry. Very often people just get cast to play the character, and they have to learn how to work together.
Hmm. Now, when you started MASH, obviously the film version was out there, and it was Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland who created those roles, and you know, and I think you guys and you know Wayne Rogers created roles that were almost, you know, very, very different from the movie, but far more endearing over time. Do you think that's because you guys were such better actors than those two, or was it the writing? What was it that let those characters become so much stronger than you saw in the film?
I don't know. I think one reason is you saw us over and over again every week. The movie just had an hour and a half to register, but we also were written by different people from the movie, and we played what was on the paper.
Well, speaking of writing now, so you're doing that as well in a new book, If I Understood You, Would I Have This Look on My Face, The Adventures in Art and Science of Relating and Communicating. Tell us everything you can about communicating, because we're horrible at it.
I bet you're pretty good. I hear you reacting to each other and to me, and that's, to me, at the heart of it. I've been training. It's hard to believe, but for the past 8 years, I've had a center at a university called the Alda Center for Communicating Science, and we've been training 8,000 doctors and scientists in this country and around the world. And the thing we've come up with that really applies to everybody, not just doctors and scientists, what is that if you don't keep the other person in mind while you're trying to communicate with them, you're kind of lost. There's not going to be much communication taking place. And that sounds simple-minded, but it actually is not what happens a good deal of the time. And it's not that easy to do. You got to really change the way you think to really keep the other person in mind.
This is Alan Alda on the phone. I mean, you've been involved in science for a long time with the Scientific American series that you did for years and years. I mean, it must be something that's really just it fascinates you and has for forever, I would assume.
Yeah, since I was a little kid. And I did lose my interest in it, I think, during school, during the early schooling, and I got it back after I graduated from college. Something about drilling facts into you in a school situation that didn't appeal to my curiosity. And the science program was a great education for me because I could just be curious and just bother the scientists all day long until they finally were able to make me understand what they were talking about. And what happened was we developed this connection between us because it was personal. It was me and them. It wasn't them making speeches to a camera. And that's where I started to understand what the real basis of communicating is. Whether you're a parent talking to a child or a boss talking to an employee, it's you making contact with who's inside the head of the other person, what's inside the head. So that's where I learned it. And it came out of my experience as an actor, too, because I was able to make contact the same way actors do on the stage.
That's a much more enjoyable way of learning. I kind of feel the same way as far as the schooling goes. I mean, obviously, if you listen to this show for more than 10 minutes, you'd know I barely have an eighth grade education. and the stuff that I learned in school, I say all on the air all the time now, I wish I could take those high school classes again the way I would as a person my age, because I know I would remember that stuff more because I would be more interested in it now than I was then.
And that's critical. If we don't get the people we're trying to teach or people we're trying to communicate with, if we don't get them to care first about what we want them to understand, what hope is there if they're understanding it? If they don't care, they've got a natural shield up.
And that's for the people learning. You got to have that same level of caring for the people teaching, too, I imagine.
Yeah, what do you mean? Tell me that again.
In other words, you have to have that desire to learn those things, but if the person who's trying to teach it to you is not communicating properly, then your ability to absorb it is not going to work either.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I think the person trying to teach you has to help you to care.
That's
the first step. And they have to care. If they don't care about what they're saying, and I think we hear this a lot in public conversations. People say a lot of stuff that they don't seem to mean.
Well, I would say that that's clearly not true for someone who speaks on a professional level.
That sounds like someone who may have listened to the show for more than
5 minutes. I care about everything I talk about.
That's fine. Yeah. The name of the book, if I understood you, what I have is look in my face. Alan Alda, best of luck with the book.
We really mean that, by the way.
No, seriously, and I really do mean. I've been watching pirated versions of Horace and Pete.
Oh yeah, sure.
So you can look over somebody's shoulder on the subway and read my book.
Right. But
I appreciate that.
You should check out the show. It's got Steve Buscemi and Louis C.K., Edie Falco, an amazing cast. You, Jessica Lange. It's great to talk to you, Alan. We appreciate it. We're both big fans.
Thank you. I really had fun talking with you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Alan Alda with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102.
It's go time at Dunkin' Donuts. Get your day going with two wake-up wrap sandwiches for $2. Enjoy two egg and cheese wake-up wraps and add bacon, sausage, or ham for a dollar more. Perfect with a rich, smooth Dunkin' coffee. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary plus applicable taxes. Limited time offer.
It's official carpet cleaning month, and I would assume if you have carpets, the last thing you want to do is be left behind in carpet cleaning month.
Well, you know, I was thinking of, after talking to Alan Alda a moment ago, imagine if you had a mobile hospital unit in your living room, and, you know, it was carpeted, of course.
And they're performing, like, surgeries to save people's lives right there on your...
Right on the couch.
Yeah, right on the sectional.
Yeah. And so you got blood on your couch, you got probably brain matter on the carpets. Zero Res can clear all that up.
Oh, they can clear it up with their empowered water system with no harsh chemicals or nasty shampoos, which means that carpet doesn't get all crunchy and nasty later on like you would get with so many other carpet cleaning products out there.
Yeah, and it's not just carpets. It could be like, you know, you got that mobile hospital unit in the house. It'd be like, what the hell is this on the counter? Oh, those are kidneys. Okay, well, we can clean that up,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do services as well. Mm-hmm. In fact, they do all kinds of things. You should call Zero Res today and ask for the Baxton O'Brien special. You get 3 rooms of carpet, pre-treated, cleaned, and sanitized for just $129.
And say you got nothing but a hallway full of amputated legs.
Yes.
From injured people. They can clean the hallway, too.
A totally plausible problem for many homeowners.
Could very well be.
Find them. Call 413-533-9370, 413-533-9370, or find them online at ZeroResPioneerValley.com.